Well, hello. It's time for another Day Page. I'm Rick Slatchford. We do this pretty early in the morning, before Amy Goodman, a few blocks south and a little bit east of here, on the island of Manhattan. She does the Democracy Now! Program. And we've been doing a lot of coverage of the Edward Snowden affair, a story that's had incredible legs for, I guess, going on 3 months. Doesn't look like it's going to be going away, at least not in recorded history. And this is recorded history, so it's not really our mission to cover that story endlessly, nor do we have enough time to do a proper job of it. So if you're interested in what's going on with that story, I urge you to watch or listen to Amy Goodman's Democracy Now! It can be heard on Radio InfoWeb at 2 p.m. New York time every weekday, and it's available on hundreds, if not thousands, of other radio stations and television stations, and at democracynow.org. We hope you'll listen to it on Radio InfoWeb at 2 p.m. New York weekdays. Taking a look at today's headlines, other than the Edward Snowden story, we have a lead story in the New York Times. Security tools that scan and identify faces are advancing. The federal government is making significant progress on a surveillance system that can identify faces in a crowd from a distance, raising concerns among some privacy advocates. But of course, drone manufacturers are excited. Newest spy court pick is a Democrat, but not a liberal, the appointee to a panel that hears appeals of surveillance court rulings, Judge Jose A. Cabranes. Hope I'm saying his name correctly, is not a counterweight to conservatives on privacy rights, legal experts said. And I should point out that I do this program live and read this stuff cold, so I mispronunciate things, particularly names. Continuing on with the headlines, Syrian rebels accused the government of chemical attack. Videos posted online showed people sprawled out on hospital beds and tiled floors. State media said claims of a chemical attack contained no truth whatsoever. This story looks like it's developing, and so throughout the day there may be updates on that. Nonprofits balk at donor disclosure law in New York. The groups argue that their donors could be endangered if their names were made public, and an exemption for an abortion rights group has inflamed the debate. This one is no surprise. The Egyptian military is firmly hooked to U.S. Lifeline. The billions in aid to Egypt pays for the kind of weapons that its military loves, giving America unique leverage, but maybe not so much anymore. I don't know how relevant this story is, but we'll continue with the headlines here. Facebook leads the effort to lower barriers to access. The social media giant is set to unveil a coalition of tech firms working to improve data transmission in the developing world. Obama takes aim at the burden of paying for college, something that the government has created by giving student loans so liberally. If you're in the education industry, wouldn't you want to take that federal money? And what it's done is it's enslaved a generation. But that's not what this story covers. I'm just reading between the headlines. Some other breaking news at the time that we're doing this Day Page segment. U.S.-based Canadian mountain jumper dies in Italy. U.K. National Security Advisor intervened in Guardian case. U.N. says flow of Syrian refugees to Jordan eases. And Germany not aware of talks on how to structure new Greek bailout. Sounds convoluted. I absolutely need this brief coffee break. We'll be back right after this sip from my thermos. And that's Day Page for today. I'm Rex Latchford. The producer is Minka Bido, and the executive producer is Peter Patriot. We will be back tomorrow for another turn of the Day Page, your radio blurb of record, a production of Radio InfoWeb.